agribusiness behind a smart app that allows orchardists to precisely manage each tree. Sebastian Chapman is founder and chief executive of FruitMinder, software that enables users to create GPS-mapped digital twins of their orchards. The technology works in a similar way to smart ear tags used on cattle and gives business owners all the data they need about their trees, such as growing conditions, treatments, sprays and fertilisers. Sebastian Chapman's been a dairy and crop farmer and says rather than inspecting every tree manually, FruitMinder takes the guesswork out of it. He'll be speaking at E Tipu, the Boma Agri Summit in Manawatū, in June. Morning, Sebastian.
Morning, Catherine. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. So you're literally hammering a tag into a tree? It must be a pretty smart tag.
Yeah, so we're actually using a combination of the GPS locations of the trees and a QR code. And the QR codes, we can just zip tie them onto the trees. We're hoping to be able to just use the GPS in the future. The next sort of generation of mobile phones should have GPS that will go down to about a 10 centimetre radius.
So you won't even need the tag?
No, that's where we want to be in a few years.
Remind us of what a digital twin is. We've discussed them with respect to cities, but essentially it is a model, right, with a lot of detail?
Yes, so in our case, there's a whole bunch of conceptual information about an orchard, the different varieties, the age, and any sort of metrics about the tree, how many branches are on it and whatnot. So the digital twin that we've built tracks all of that information.
Okay. Give us some ideas of what it is that you would typically do manually that you can now do this way.
Yes, so we've systemized the process of going around and doing what you'd call census counts on the trees. So normally a grower would do a bud count early on in the season, and then they might do a fruit count when the fruit sets after pollination, and then another fruit count prior to harvest. And we've made it really easy for growers to go through with the app, do their census. They've got the aid of a map on the application, so they can use that to easily find the trees that they want to do their census with. And then we also do all the sort of the maths on getting the averages and whatnot out for them. So made it really simple. Yeah.
So it's both macro and quite micro.
Yeah. It's definitely both ends of the spectrum. So one of the things we get asked a lot is, quite often you're not managing down to the micro. You're doing things by a block or row. And the system we've built definitely handles that. And anything that's done at that macro level cascades down to the micro level. So say you're walking down a row, you might see a tree that has some disease on it. You can actually go back and see when it was pruned, who pruned it, and then you can sort of triage what may have led that tree to get the disease.
So it is a log, really, of the husbandry that's gone on, if that's applicable to plants. But when it comes to disease, that's a biggie, isn't it? Because you want to be very early, whether it's orchard or vineyard, in spotting the start of a disease. You still need human eyes to spot that?
This summer coming, we shouldn't. So we're building an integration with a company called Autonobit, who do little robots that go around, mainly used for bird scaring. And with the cameras from that, we should be able to autonomously input if there's a pest or disease on any of the trees.
Wow. So you'd actually be able to start remotely monitoring that?
Yes, correct. Yeah. And the automation is key, right? So farmers are already really busy. So if we can have the stuff like that pop in automatically, that's where the real value is added.
What kind of tech is going into this? Without giving your IP away, what are the sort of areas of tech that are enabling things to get this sophisticated, potentially to being able to monitor for disease?
Yeah, so We're definitely building on the shoulders of giants, really. There's a lot of machine learning libraries that have got into such high levels that they're really easy to train now. And there's a lot of open source software that we can use to get the early training in the models. So yeah, essentially AI software. If we want to use that term, it is just statistics under the hood, but AI seems to be the buzzword right now.
I'll go with statistics, but being able to process them and produce them very quickly, which is what the machines are good at.
Yes,
What
exactly.
was your own background? You've been in ag all your life, really.
So I grew up on a small farm in a tiny little town called Manukau, just south of Levin, and then Granddad had a farm 1K down the road in one direction, auntie and uncle in another direction, and another run auntie and uncle on a farm in another direction. So growing up all around it, and then spent, I think it was about 4.5 years dairy farming. And that's been sort of key to the whole fruit minder journey, because when we were dairy farming, we had the ear tags on our cows, and I couldn't have imagined managing the herd without knowing the information about those cows. Had they been treated multiple times? What was their cell count? Were they producing a lot of milk? It really, you need that data to make really accurate decisions in business. And then from there I went on to do a bit of crop farming sort of over in Australia and whatnot, before coming back to study software engineering to try and have an impact on the ag sector.
How many growers on board with us already?
So we've got six beta customers, so we're not really opened up to the wider public just yet. We want to iterate on the product with these guys and make sure that it's really dialed in before sort of reaching out wider.
And what is next from here? Obviously, you are still in the thick of getting this particular product to optimum level. As we said, what you're hoping to do this summer, but are there other plans further ahead as well for different kinds of innovation?
Yes, there definitely is. Can't really talk too much about it just yet, but there's basically the automation is where the industry needs to go. There's a lot of pressure on labor, and land costs aren't getting cheaper, so growers really need to be as effective as possible, and automation is a key piece to that. So we're definitely exploring what tools does the market need? And was trying to speak to as many growers as possible to really hone that strategy in.
I presume the fundamental equipment that gets around the farm will either change or will become ever more sophisticated in terms of the information it can provide.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some awesome automation products out there now. Obviously, Autonibit, the bird scaring robots that I mentioned, and then the Monarch tractor is a pretty cool autonomous tractor. But the next step is really how do we interact with the plants? How do we do the things that is costing growers a lot in labor and being the part of their system that they can't really control? There's over COVID, everyone really struggled to find a workforce, and people were calling up family members, and grandparents were coming out of retirement to come and help pick fruit trees and whatnot. So that's really a part of the system that I think growers would really jump on if we could help build machines that can alleviate some of the pressure there.
They can provide information, they can possibly also do certain tasks, but they can certainly feed in a hell of a lot and process a hell of a lot of information. Good one. Thank you.
Yes.
Sebastian Chapman, founder and chief executive of Fruitminder. He'll be speaking at the Te Pū Boma Agri Summit in Manawatū in June.